Writer and youth movement activist Jaroslav Foglar left a deep trace in Czech popular culture. Besides more than 25 novels for children, Jaroslav Foglar is also the father of Rychlé šípy, or Rapid Arrows, a legendary comic that has earned a following with generations of Czech readers. Persecuted by the Nazis and the communists, the writer also single-handedly founded his own youth organization, which, in its heyday, had tens of thousands of members across the country. Jan Rychlé looks at the work of Jaroslav Foglar and his most famous creation.
The heroes of the legendary comics Rychlé šípy, or the Rapid Arrows, first ventured outside the realm of paper in 1941, quite soon after the comics appeared in a Czech youth magazine. The gramophone recordings of some of their adventures were the first in several renderings of the Rapid Arrows that included novels, a TV series, and even a theatre play. The Rapid Arrows are a group of five boys from the city, Mirek Dušín, Jindra Hoyer, Jarka Metelka, Červenáček or Redcap, and Rychlonožka or Speedy. Their adventures include anything from camping trips to helping the elderly. In the 1941 recording, they assemble and later crash a šlapohyb, a five-seat quarter cycle. In another, they hunt for beavers, which in their world was an analogy to Boy Scouts' merit badges. The Rapid Arrow's very first adventure came out in 1938 in a magazine which itself was an invention of Jaroslav Foglar. By that time, a well-known Prague publishing house, Melantrich, had already put out two of his boys' novels. Jaroslav Foglar came up with an idea for a magazine that would not only provide entertainment for children, but also educate them. Václav Nosek is the author of a book about Jaroslav Foglar and his novels. He explains that the idea behind the Rapid Arrows was to inspire the magazine's readers to form their own clubs.
Od září 1935 začal vycházet Melantrichův časopis.
In September 1935, the Melantrich publishers started to publish this magazine called Little Herald. Foglar wrote articles for the publications and stories from the life of Boy Scouts. In its second year, the magazine changed its name to Young Herald, and that's where the idea to form readers' clubs first appeared.
At first, the idea did not catch on, but in a very short time, the number of clubs formed by readers of the Young Herald magazine became phenomenally successful.
The editors were very skeptical at the beginning, but in a matter of several issues, hundreds of such clubs were established, and soon there were 25,000 of them. It's true that many of them only existed briefly because they were just children's groups without any interference from adults, but some of them even survived the Nazi ban of the magazine, which came in 1941.
Practically single-handedly, Jaroslav Foglar created a massive, if loose, youth organization that was parallel to existing groups, primarily the Boy Scouts, which in the Czech environment existed since the early 20th century, and Foglar himself was a Boy Scout leader. Václav Nosek says many of the Rapid Arrows adventures were inspired by what happened in Jaroslav Foglar's real-life Boy Scout group. But Foglar's ambition was bigger than that.
On chtěl to dobré, co teda jako získal v tom scoutingu, tak to
He never made the Rapid Arrows part of the scouting movement. He wanted to offer all the good things he learned in Boy Scouts to the children. He was well aware that by the late 1930s there were some 60,000 boy and girl scouts, but he wanted to address all children. So he created his own system, which he offered to everybody.
The world of the Rapid Arrows is full of mysteries, adventures and opportunities to do good. The boys live in a town or a city, presumably Prague, where the author spent his entire life. They also go on trips to the country, where they never miss an opportunity to help others. The Rapid Arrow's nemesis is the Brotherhood of the Cat's Paw, an informal association of three willful, witless and sloppy boys, known as Longpole, Bristler and Bohosh. They always seek to outsmart and defeat the Rapid Arrows, but needless to say, always fail. Yaroslav Foglar's world, where it's fun to be good and where villains are ridiculous, might be too simple and naive for today's children. The Rapid Arrow's undisputed leader was Mirek Dushin, a boy who never lied or swore and was always a good friend. Václav Nosek says the author wanted a role model for his readers, someone they could imitate to improve themselves.
Many stories from the time were completely unrealistic. For instance, a 13-year-old boy flying a plane, or stories about boys in the Wild West. That was pure fantasy. But Mirek Dushin was different. He was almost too perfect, but children could learn from him. They could imitate his behavior.
Some of the characters were in fact named after real-life members of Yaroslav Foglar Boy Scout group. The most famous case is Jindra Hoyer, whom Foglar asked if he could use his name in the story.
And he said, "I have to ask my parents." His mother said there was no problem, as long as the character is a positive one. So he came back to Foglar, who told him, "Don't worry, he will certainly not embarrass you." So the character was based on a real person, but that naturally does not mean they were identical.
Yaroslav Foglar's Boy Scout group, as well as the whole movement, was banned in the 1940s by the Nazis, and again in the 1950s by the communists. But under various names, the movement survived, just like Yaroslav Foglar's Rapid Arrows. During the Prague Spring of 1968 and the few following years, new episodes of the comics appeared for the first time in 20 years. An audition was held to replace the comic's first illustrator, Jan Fischer. On the phone from his North Bohemian mountain refuge, Marko Čermák describes how he became the Rapid Arrow's new illustrator.
As a boy, I copied some of the Rapid Arrow's drawings, and Jaroslav Foglar insisted that it must be as close as possible to the original. My first attempt was not very successful, but the editors told me to try again, and I did, and Mr. Foglar liked it. But when I look back, it was not a great victory, because imitating someone else's style is not the sort of thing any artist would be proud of.
Marko Čermák illustrated some 40 episodes of the Rapid Arrows before they were once again banned in 1972. The comics came out in a magazine in Ostrava, whose editors probably knew that a ban might come at any time, so they wanted to make the most of it.
The editors wanted us to put in 20 episodes a month, which was terrible. I wasn't used to this kind of hectic work, and I could not adapt the comics to my own style. It was very stressful, but that was the deal. I think that if I had more time, I would have done a better job. So that was the most difficult part for me.
The liberalization of the late 1960s brought a renewed interest in Yaroslav Foglar and his work. He had by that time authored some 15 novels, including three featuring the Rapid Arrows. One of them was made into a TV series called The Mystery of the Conundrum. There, the five boys search for a long-lost mechanical puzzle called Hedgehog in the Cage, which contained plans for an invention of far-reaching consequences, the flying bicycle. In this and other novels featuring the Rapid Arrows as opposed to the comics, the boys set out on exciting trips to a dark, mysterious and inherently dangerous part of town. Jaroslav Foglar called this irresistible place Stínadla, which has a special ring to it in Czech. It's close to the word stín, or shadow, as well as to stínat, to decapitate. Readers often wonder where the actual place was, and most of them believe the author was inspired by the unique atmosphere of Prague's old town. Václav Nosek again.
Foglar's scout group met in Helešovice, and he would walk home across the old town, so he knew all those little streets and alleys. So I think that's where he placed Stínadla, the area around Hašťalské náměstí, the municipal courtyard. Some time ago, they even named a little street in the area Na Stínadlech. I think that must have been the area that inspired him.
Ale tam někde, dejme tomu, by mohli být ten předobraz těch Stínadel.
Over the years, Jaroslav Foglar's comics and books have developed a cult following. The Rapid Arrows and other characters are sometimes mocked, but they retain an air of the world that's long gone. A complete edition of the comics has been published 7 times since 1998 and is all sold out, which proves how appealing the stories of the righteous Rapid Arrows are to this day. A píseň von tím tiše zabrouká. Do Stínadel se šerem vypravím, snad potkám se s tou losu, co já vím. Tu divá Kateřina urází.
This edition of Czech History was brought to you by Jan Richter. Thank you for that, Jan.